I think when you look at kind of what the results mean, obviously you're not really, there's not a whole lot on the line in terms of, we can't get to the playoffs, so sometimes it's, mentally it's a little tougher to get up for these games. We're athletes, we love that competitive nature, we love striving for the playoffs and, you know, trying to push forward, and now that you're eliminated, sometimes it's a little disappointing in that sense, but at the same time, we know we're building for the future, we know that these games are important for our development, and so you look at these games and you try and make the most of them, you try and make sure that you're going out there and you're putting your best foot forward every night, and you're trying to bring everything you can to the team to help them win.
How long ago does it feel when you were playing them in the playoffs, you know, in this building when it was roaring? I mean, only 2 years, but does it feel longer than that?
I think the memories are pretty vivid. I think that was a pretty special time in Winnipeg, so it does feel like it happened long ago, but, I still remember quite a bit, you know, just even that feeling, like it's almost like it happened last week kind of thing. Like, that was an unbelievable atmosphere, and that's kind of what we're working towards in this locker room. It's kind of getting back there, and you know, this time going on a run, and this time building for the future. So, we definitely, that's what we work for, that's what we strive towards, is to get back there and kind of get that feeling again.
How big was that experience for you? I mean, being able to, I mean, obviously not the result you wanted, but even that feeling of feeling that pain of being out of the playoffs. I mean, how big is that as far as an experience point of view? Was it for your career?
It's huge. I think, you know, as a young guy, kind of you get in there, and you go to the Calder Cup Finals the year before, and you get that playoff experience, and then you almost expect that you're going to kind of be there every year, and then we had to scratch and claw just to get into the playoffs, and they beat us in four games, and you realize just how difficult it is to win in the playoffs and how difficult it is to move on, and now missing the playoffs in the last 2 years. It just shows how competitive this league is, and you could be one of the top dogs 1 year and then scratching and claw to get in the next year. You could be like Columbus is this year, and now they're one of the top teams, and they had one of the worst records in the NHL last year. So it just shows how quickly it can change, and I think that experience, it's going to be very valuable moving forward.
Just last one, with that in mind, I mean, the Columbus is the quick turnarounds. Do you ever think of it? Do you look at that and think maybe that could be us next year? Maybe we can have that kind of jump with another year of experience, another year with this group?
Yeah, I think you look at the team we have here, and we're not as far off as some people might think. We think in here that, you know, with some tweaks and, you know, with some things that we improve upon, whether that's over the summer or just getting more experience, I think we know we can be a better team, and we're pushing for that every day. And I think there's a lot of belief in this room that it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Getting back to the rest of this season, is there a value in finishing the season above 500 or better than last year's record?
Value as in?
Well, to you guys in the room, like is it on your radar at all, or is it just finish up the season?
Well, we're trying to win every game that we go into. I think some of the fans might be praying that we kind of lose. I remember last year everyone was hoping we'd tank for the Matthews line, and we ended up going on that four-game run, and I think it's kind of the karma that comes back, and we're ended up kind of being rewarded with line A for not tanking per se. So I think the guys in here, we're a proud bunch. We don't want to be just going through the motions these last five games. We want to, at least give the fans something to cheer about and try and win these games. I think moving forward, we know these games, in the grand scheme of things, they don't mean a whole lot for this season, but they're still important to us. And so we're just going to try and go out there and play our best and be competitive and try and win them.
Talk about the grand scheme of things. There's a bigger picture here. Next season's on the horizon now. Over the last 5 games is a small sample size, but do you guys look to, you know, find something different, you know, with the team? Like, what do you guys look to kind of, the penalty kill's always been one thing that's kind of changed for the last few games. Is there little things that you try and work on that will end itself the next season?
Yeah, well, I think you point out kind of the penalty kill, and it seems we've changed our structure around a little bit, and that's kind of one area that we've tweaked, and we talked about that we might not see the results necessarily early, that we might be giving up you know, a couple more goals here, but just getting comfortable in that structure so that next year we can kind of hit the ground running, and you know, our special teams isn't in an area of concern like it was this year. I think when you look at kind of the downfall of our season, it was, you know, the amount of goals and chances we gave up, you know, through our team defense. I think that's something that we know we got to improve. And then secondly, our penalty kill, you know, teams can survive with a poor power play and with poor power play numbers, but you're often not going to survive too long with a poor penalty kill.
Is it easier to swallow that pill of not making the playoffs, knowing that you kind of, you know, look to next season already, even though you're still in this one? Or does that change the mentality at all?
No, it still sucks.
Yeah.
I think that's the easiest way to say it. It sucks. We're disappointed. We work all summer. We play all season. You want to get in the playoffs. You want to be playing for the Stanley Cup. And, you know, to know that your season's ending early April, it's no fun. I think you can be excited about the future, but you can't just always keep looking to the future. Eventually, it's got to be the here and now. And so we're disappointed. I think there's some things to get excited about here, you know, in the organization. But at the same time, we're still disappointed with where we're at.